Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. This is IRIB English Radio and you're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer questions, queries that are related to the Islamic upbringing of the children. And the answers are given by the experts who have a specialization in the similar field. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Brother Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaqat is a research scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom, and our answers are based upon the Holy Book of Quran and the Hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, and also the narrations from noble imams, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. In a series of previous episodes, we have been exploring the concept of obedience. And obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to the Prophet, and obedience to the Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So, Brother Liaqat is here again with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, yet again, we would like to explore the topic of obedience because, you know, as we said in the previous episodes, that if you're obeying Imams, you're obeying Prophet, and if you're obeying Prophet, you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our ultimate goal in this world is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how are we going to be like more obedient? How are we going to teach that to our teenagers? And how parents can work on that? We would want you to give us more tips.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So about the obedience to the Imams, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, we have a hadith from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to follow the path of Ahlul Bayt. Their guidance is a light in the middle of darkness of ignorance. So following the path of Ahlul Bayt is following the path of light in the middle of darkness of ignorance. So basically, the opposite of ignorance is wisdom or knowledge, right? So if I am following the path of Ahlul Bayt, I'm actually following the path of wisdom. I'm following the path of knowledge.
Right.
Why? Because the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are themselves knowledgeable.
Indeed.
They are wise enough, of
Indeed.
Course, a lot, that they can pull us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the path of Ahlul Bayt is the path of knowledge and the path of wisdom. So we have number of ahadith over here where it is proven that the obedience to the Imams alayhim salatu wassalam is not a mustahab act, but it's a wajib act. If a person denies the obedience to one of the Imams alayhim salatu wassalam, to one of them, then he has committed a greater sin. And of course, someone who commits a greater sin, he has taken kind of permission of Allah's wrath or Allah's punishment against himself or herself. So when the topic of the obedience to Imams alayhi salam comes, the first question rises is, okay, what about those people who don't obey the Imams or who don't believe in the Imams? The second question rises is, okay, what about the Imams themselves? What about them? Like, how are they going to obey themselves is the question. And the third question rises. What if a person loves the Ahlul Bayt and he wants to obey but still commits something which goes against them or which directly is like disobeying them, of course. The answer to each one of them is the number one example. The question is, what about those people who don't believe in the Imams, alayhim salatu wasalam?
Right.
The answer to them is, okay, the wazifa, the duty, what you have is to obey the Imams yourself. About them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look into their matter. Okay, so first and foremost, you look at yourself if you are obeying the Imams or not. Number two, what about the Imams? Atiullah wa atiur rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Right? So it's wajib for everyone to obey the Imams, right? What about the Imams themselves is a question. The answer to it is, okay, the Imams are going to obey the maqam, what has been given. Of course, they are the interpreters of the Holy Quran, of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the same hand, they also have a direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So when they are given some instruction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the very fact that they are bringing the instruction into their life is actually obeying their maqam itself.
All right. So that's a little bit, that needs something, some time to ponder. So yeah. Let's take a short break here and we'll be back in a while.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna, wa Rasiquna, wa Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir.
Welcome back. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Liaquat is here with me and we're talking about obedience to imams. You were saying that even imams obey themselves.
Yeah, it is in this manner that the status of Amirul Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam, is that he would never commit something which is against the instruction given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Prophet, when it is stated, Atiullah wa Atiur Rasul, the Prophet, what about the Prophet? When it comes to the Prophet, okay, whom is the Prophet going to obey? So he himself is the Prophet.
Yes.
It's actually the maqam of nubuwah or the status of prophecy,
right,
where he is listening to. And actually, you know what? If we see this in the form of steps, it's not going to work. It's actually one plain curtain where the curtain, the whole curtain, is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the obedience of the Prophet, and is the obedience of the Imams, alayhi salatu wassalam. Example, reciting namaz. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reciting namaz. He himself is upon the stand what he is preaching. Recite namaz, O people, example. Okay? He himself is listening to the Prophet, and he himself is listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well at the
All
same
right.
time. You got my example, right?
Yeah, I got it. It also reminds me of another example, like, you know, also a verse from Holy Book of Quran, Surah Saf, you said that, do not say to others what you don't do yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, we have this, story from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, that a man came to him and asked him to, you know, advise his son to not to be eating dates. And then this man had to come, like, not once, not twice, like thrice he had to come so that Prophet could actually advise him. And he actually finally ends up advising that boy the day he's not eating dates himself. So yeah, exactly. Like, he's actually, mm-hmm, he is on the status of prophecy, but at the same time, he's actually obeying, being obedient himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So if this is happening, like example, a person is asking a question that, okay, what about the imams? Just say, okay, you know what? The imams were obedient to themselves. They were righteous. They were, they had knowledge about themselves. They had knowledge about the obedience to the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So example, if you're obeying the imams, alayhimu salatu wasalam, it's like basically you're obeying all the three masumeen, I would say, example, the imams, alayhimu salatu wasalam, the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is also a masum, right? When we say masum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or ismat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning he is sinless. Definitely, Allah doesn't ever commit a sin, indeed. Okay, so coming to the obedience to the imams, alayhimu salatu wasalam, if a person obeys the imams, the whole of his life is completely set, be it in this world or the hereafter. We have a hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam where he says, a person who loves me should be mentally prepared for tribulations or calamities.
Yeah.
Right? So the reason is, if a person loves Imam Ali, he would eventually end up obeying Imam Ali. When the obedience of Imam Ali comes, there will be justice, there will be righteousness, there would be selflessness, there would be showing love, there would be showing
helping
hatred
the
towards
orphans.
Everything opens up. The doors towards everything open up over here.
And the path becomes difficult, but at the same time, this path leads you to Noor.
Definitely.
And we'll talk about it after a short break. Tell us there, don't go anywhere.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. Here, Brother Liaquat, this was us in the studio, and we're talking about obedience to Imams. Yes, Brother Liaquat.
So I was saying that the path will lead to many good things like justice and righteousness and selflessness and self-sacrifice eventually.
So
like this
it's actually like this, you know, when you're on the path of Imam, when you have accepted Imam with whole heart and you have love for Imam and you want to follow the path of Imam, don't think like I'm on the righteous path so it's going to be easy.
Definitely.
Now it's going to be full of difficulties.
Definitely.
Like, it's not easy to practice justice because, you know, social justice is something if you're not a leader or something, but still there's something called as individual justice wherein you have to be pious, when you
Definitely.
Have to, you know, act on taqwa.
Yeah. So my point over here to put forward, to give this whole introduction is this, and it's very, very important, I would say. It's very, very vital. So I would say, especially the teens, to listen properly over here. And that is the reason why a person goes towards sins very easily, because committing them is very easy. So as a reason, a person gets addicted as well very easily. Of course, in good deeds as well, a person gets addicted easily towards those good deeds which are very easy to perform. Example. Teens, example, they're reciting namaz. Namaz will not take a lot of time. Of course, few people who want to begin might find it a bit difficult, but later on, it becomes easy, right? Even keeping fast in the month of Ramadan. For a few people, it's difficult. For a few people, at the start, it's difficult. And in the later stage, example, after day 3 or 4, it becomes easy. But obeying the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam in every single aspect is something which really needs a lot of guts, I would say. Why? Because just like tribulations are going to come or calamities are going to show up, it is difficult for a person to get addicted to the obedience of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. This is what I want to show the teens. Even if it is difficult to get addicted, to get completely inclined towards the obedience of Ahlul Bayt, do not stop from going on to this path. Why? Because here, there's the promised enemy, Shaitan, sitting on this path, who has promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm going to make astray whoever is going to come onto this path.
Right.
That's the reason there are very few people who get addicted or who get kind of hand in hand with the obedience of Ahlul Bayt in every single aspect of their life. But it is possible.
It is indeed, because when you claim true love, when you claim that you are a follower, then you have to be obedient. You
Definitely.
Obey everything. Thank you for coming.
Thank you,
dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.